worked with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
I'm going to share a word with you about speaking the word of God over your situation. Amen. Speaking the word of God over your situation. Now, you all already know that the most powerful part of your being is your mouth. Your mouth is the most powerful part of you. Your mouth can cause things to happen that no other part of your body can cause to happen. Your mouth can get you in trouble and get you out. The Bible says that death and life are in the what? In the power of the tongue. So the words that you choose, you have to choose your words wisely. And you really have to pay attention to what you're saying. Because your saying can undo all your praying. Did y'all hear me? You can undo everything you're praying by just saying the wrong thing. Amen. Because words have been given to us by God. Jesus said that a man would be justified or condemned by the words of his mouth. And he said that man would give an account for every idle word that he speaks. So that means that an idle word would be a word that has no purpose, that has no power, that has no life in it. So our words need to be filled with life, they need to be filled with purpose, and they need to be filled with power. Everybody say life, purpose, and power. The words that you speak can have power. Amen. The words you speak can be words of life. Jesus said, "The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." That's John 6:63. So if Jesus could speak words of life, then you can too. In fact, we're supposed to be imitating him. And we know that Jesus, when he spoke, he didn't just speak what he wanted to say. Amen. Let's look at some scriptures along that line of how powerful your words are and how important it is that you choose the right words to say over your situation in your life. You know, what are you going to say about your family, your finances, your future, your body, your mind, your spirit, your business, your marriage, your job? What you say has a lot to do with what you receive in this life. Jesus talked about the power of words in Mark chapter 11, verse 23. He said, "Whosoever shall say under this mountain." He didn't say whoever would start pushing. He didn't say whoever would take an axe to the mountain. He didn't say whoever would have a stick of dynamite. He didn't say that, did he? He said, "Whosoever shall do what? Shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." Shall not doubt what in his heart? What he's saying. So you have to believe the words that you say are going to come to pass. That if you'll believe in your heart and say it with your mouth, God will bring it to pass if you're speaking his word. "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith," continually say, "he shall have whatever he says." He didn't say you're going to have whatever you ask for. He said you'll have what you say. That one scripture right there demonstrates to you the power of words. And when you look at Jesus, Jesus was able to do a lot of things with just words. He spoke to the mountains. Everything that we see was made out of things that you can't see, which is the Word of God. The Bible says that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. So even the mountains, the stars, the sun, all of these things came into existence because of words. Amen. And Jesus, he spoke to the dead and they came up. He could get Lazarus out of the grave by just saying, "Lazarus, come forth." And whatever happens when you die, all that was reversed. Amen. Through words. He didn't go in there and shake Lazarus and beat on Lazarus, shock Lazarus, blow air into Lazarus. He just spoke words to him. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. Amen. When the disciples were on the stormy sea and they thought they were about to drown, the boat's going to capsize on them. Jesus was back there asleep on the pillow, and they said, "Lord, don't you care we're about to perish?" And what did he do? He got up and he said what? "Peace, be still." He used words. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the sea, and there was a great calm. We see Jesus doing that all the time. We see him speaking to a fig tree, and the tree died because of his words. Because he believed what he said was going to come to pass. And the reason why he believed what he said was going to come to pass was because he was speaking what the Father told him. You ever thought about that? Why was his words coming to pass? Why could he speak and have instant results? I mean, I got a tree in the front yard. I've been talking that thing for years. I've been trying to get my faith working. Cece just ain't in agreement with me. Our prayers are hindered. She want me to dig it up, and I say, "Leave my faith project alone." And last year, that thing bloomed like it hadn't bloomed in a while, didn't it? Tell the truth. We had limbs come out of that thing. They, you know, I done had it cut back and all kinds of stuff. But I'm using my faith. I'm speaking to it. I say, "Jesus spoke to a tree, I ought to be able to speak to one." Okay? So it did make some improvement. In fact, my neighbor, she said, "Your tree doing a little better this year, ain't it?" I might not be operating at the same measure Jesus was operating at, but I got a little faith working. My faith keeping that tree alive. If I wasn't saying nothing, that tree'd be dead listening to Pastor Cece. So, praise the Lord. Jesus spoke to trees. Amen. He spoke to demons that you can't even see. And they obeyed him. See, he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they listened to him. You know why? Because his words wasn't his own words. He was speaking God's word. He said, "I only speak what I hear my Father speak." He gave me a commandment what I'm to say and what I'm to speak. So when he said something, he had no doubt in his heart whether or not it was going to come to pass, because he knew he wasn't speaking his own words. He knew he was speaking on behalf of his Father. And we need to be so close to the Lord that we are letting him fill our mouths with his word. So that when we speak, we ain't just speaking what we want. See, Jesus wasn't speaking on his own accord. Right? He wasn't just making up stuff and say, "Well, I'm going to say this and see what's going to happen." No, he didn't say nothing until he heard his Father speak. And he had tremendous power in his words because he trained himself, or he allowed the Holy Spirit to lead and guide him, so that he disciplined himself to only speak what thus saith the Lord. When Satan came at Jesus, he didn't throw a lot of stuff at him. You know what he said? "It is written." What did he do? He went right back to what God said. "It is written. It is written. It is written." And another time he said, that last time he said, "It is said." Speaking that word. And so all of us have the ability to speak words. And all of us have the ability to speak words of life, faith-filled words. And all of us also have the ability to speak death-filled words, doubt-filled words, unbelief-filled words. And, you know, and that's the harvest that we receive. A lot of it's got to do with what you believe and speak, because your words are a reflection of what's really on the inside of you. Right? If you have wrong thoughts, you're going to speak wrong. If you have right thoughts, then you're going to speak righteously. Amen? The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speak. So what you put in is what's going to come out right here. So if Satan can take control of your life and put fear in, put worry in, put anxiety in, put poverty thinking in, and you get that on the inside of you, then you're going to be speaking those things. You're going to be releasing all that death into your situation. You don't want to be speaking nothing but what God said. Don't care how you feel. I mean, you know, I like to tell it like I feel. Let me just tell you how I feel about it. Your feelings can get you in a lot of trouble and get you right out of the will of God. Because the will of God needs to be the most important thing to you, is staying in His will, staying in step with His plan for your life. And to do that, you're going to have to die to your own desire. You need to crucify your flesh. Amen. All right, listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 5. Verse 30, I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. I'm going to go down through some scriptures, and then I have a real short lesson here. Just got a long introduction, okay? So we still in the introduction part here, so, all right? I'm just messing with you. All right, look, he said, I'm able, this is what Jesus said, I'm able to do nothing from myself independently of my own accord. But only as I am taught by God and as I get His orders, even as I hear, I judge. I decide as I'm bidden to decide. As the voice comes to me, so I give a decision. And my judgment is right, just, and righteous, because I do not seek or consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, my own aim, my own purpose, but only the will and pleasure of my Father who sent me. Jesus said, I have no desire to do what I want to do.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 131.